Jerry Bader Show 1053. Let's try that in English. 1053, as we say, when we get it right. You know what? I'm picking on myself a lot today. This is about the most self-deprecating I've been in a long time. That'll be enough of that. Back to my usual self-important ways. At least that's the way the left sees me. Like the woman who didn't think you would tell me that she hates me. Ma'am, you don't even know me. Matt points out, but she's listening. Well, you know, it's the Stern effect. They'd love to hate you. But, and I've made that mistake of saying I hate somebody, and then I took it back. I don't hate Michael Moore. I hate everything he stands for. I didn't even hate Keith Olbermann. I hated everything he stands for. But I can't really hate someone I don't know. I can honestly say in my entire life, I have hated one person. Maybe two. But one for sure. And, I don't hate them anymore. You have to get over that. Think how self-important she is that she didn't think Matt would tell me she hates me. Because it would be such a crushing blow for a complete stranger whom I've never met. You probably don't want to hazard this guess, Matt. What age would you put her in? What if I said younger or older than 50? Would you be brave enough for that? No, that's okay. That ish, 50-ish maybe? Yeah. All right. All right. It's just interesting. Anyway, mentioned before the break there, in fact, we gave away Brewers tickets to do it, that you have now counties and cities who are raising the minimum wage, some going to $15 an hour. I don't want to misquote him, but I think Reed Ribble, congressman, believes that it really should be a local issue because a certain, and I get his point here, a certain minimum wage makes sense some places, but doesn't make sense in other, $15 an hour might make sense somewhere. It might not make sense somewhere else. I don't know. Boy, that creates a dangerous patchwork. I said I would take this up today because we didn't get to it yesterday. Kevin Benversi, a couple of days ago, just yesterday, Tea Party professionals, activists or con men, Kevin reveals where some of the money goes to some of the bigger Tea Party groups. In what can only be seen as a devastating look at the finances of many of the nation's most outspoken Tea Party groups, the Washington Post took a look at how much money was going to candidates and how much was going to overhead of the organizations. The end result was not reassuring for those of us who feel many national Tea Party groups are nothing more than rackets meant to enrich their leadership. Looking at various filings at sites such as OpenSecrets.org, the Sun Life Foundation, and others, the Washington Post found that the percentage many Tea Party groups spend towards candidates was quite small. The smallest amount passed on to candidates was from the Tea Party Patriots, who spent 2% of the $7.4 million it raised since 2013 to candidates. They also found the Tea Party Express, known for its bus tours and phone banks, spent 3% of its $7.7 million it has raised on candidates. For the Madison Project, 5% of the $3.4 million it raised. Groups which sent the highest amounts to candidates in either direct contributions or independent expenditures were the Senate Conservatives Fund, a combined 40%, Freedom Works, 37%. In all of the $37.5 million spent by the six largest Tea Party groups this cycle, less than $7 million went to candidates. So how are they spending it? Mostly on themselves. The numbers dug up by the Post are incredibly sobering. According to them, much of it has gone to consultants, polling firms, fundraising drives, and other aspects of their internal operation. From the outside looking in, it appears many Tea Party groups have morphed into the very thing their backers grew tired of: bloated political shops run by seasoned professionals, not everyday citizens. This was always a danger. By the way, this should not be an indictment on there are still great grassroots Tea Party groups, including right here in Wisconsin. This should not be an indictment on the brand, but quite frankly, it is some of the bigger groups. And yeah, it's those who are hungry for a grassroots organization were ripe for the picking. And some of these groups do some major time advertising on talk radio. Again, this is not all of the groups. But when you get a bureaucracy, you are going to get this. And this does stray from 2009, when a bunch of people listening to this show just got together. And one in Fox Valley and others in central Wisconsin. Unfortunately, that's not what some of these big groups are about. It is a reality. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?